高兴跟大家在一起啊，我们也很享受今天和大家一起相聚的机会，我们一起祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that we can come before you this evening. We're thankful that you are willing to meet with us.
主，我们很感恩呢，我们能来到你的面前，我们也很感恩你愿意跟我们相聚。
Our prayer, Lord, is that this evening we will learn more of your truth, that we will learn more of your love, and that we will learn to walk more closely to you and with you.
主啊，盼望我们今天晚上学习更多关于您的真理，更多关于您的爱，让我们能够更近的与您同行。
We thank you for sending David with us. We realize, Lord, that it's late at night for him, but we pray that you will sustain him and enable him to minister the truth of God clearly to us.
主啊，我们也谢谢您把 David 派给我们，我们也知道他那边已经是晚上挺晚的时间了，求你托住他，让他能够跟我们传讲神的真理。
And help us, Lord, to be responsive to the truth that we hear.
主啊，也帮助我们对我们所听到的真理能有正确的回应。
And so we give thanks now and look to you for blessing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主，我们现在就献上感恩，也盼望您能够祝福我们，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother David.
Yes, it's my pleasure to be with you tonight, and it's been a joy to be with you for these studies for the past number of Friday nights.
好，很高兴再次的跟大家在一起啊，这也是我非常愿意做的一件事情，就是在过去的几周一直给大家讲这个腓立比书。
As Eric said in the very outset, this is the epistle of joy.
就像刚才 Eric 一开始就说的，这是一封喜乐的书信。
18 times in this epistle, only four chapters, 18 times the word joy or rejoicing is used.
那在这个只有四章篇幅的这个书信里面，就有18次提到喜乐这个词。
Now there's an interesting connection. 18 times joy is used, and over 60 times, either the title of the Lord Jesus, or the name or the pronoun of the leaders.
18次提到喜乐，有60次提到主的爱啊，是不是这样？好的。
So there's a real connection between joy and between knowing the Lord Jesus Christ.
是60次提到认识主，所以这样这是有一个很明显的一个连接啊，就是你认识主和喜乐之间是有一个很明显的连接的。
Now the Apostle Paul a number of times speaks of his own life, and he speaks and says, "I rejoice," and again I say, "I rejoice."
那使徒保罗自己的生命就是这样的，他就是因为认识主而喜乐的，所以他说：“你们要喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。”
And the Apostle Paul, we have to remind ourselves, was in prison at this time. This is a prison epistle.
但是我们要记得，保罗写这封书信的时候呢，他是在监狱里的，所以这是一封狱中书信。
So this is so.
嗯 ，David, the internet connection is not very good. Your voice is broken from time to time. Uh-oh.
Is there a little buffering, a little freezing up?
Yes, there was a freezing there, yes, from the beginning of your last sentence.
Okay, let me see if everything working right. Okay. So as we come to chapter 3, these two ideas, joy and knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, come together.
好，特别是我们看第三章的时候呢，我们就可以看得很清楚，就是喜乐和认识主之间的这个联系，而且是他们是反复一直一起出现的。
So last week, the Apostle Paul, in the first part of chapter 3, begins to speak about his old his old life, his old accomplishments.
那三章的前半段我们上周学习了，一开始保罗是讲的他自己的信主以前的人生中他所取得的成就。
He said he was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He was a Pharisee as touching the law. He was blameless. All these great accomplishments of the Lord of the Apostle Paul.
那他自己说到他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说他是法利赛人，就律法的义说他是无可指摘的等等，所以这都是他所取得的伟大的成就。
So he said in the early part of chapter 3 how he counted all this as loss to know the excellency of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在第八节里啊，他说他也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
Now, tonight we are going to look at chapter 3, verses 12 to the end of chapter 3, verse 21.
那今天晚上呢，我们要学习三章的十二节到最后，就是到二十一节。
Everything in the second half of chapter 3 begins to focus around verses 13 and 14.
那这个第三章的后半段呢，都主要内容都是围绕第十三节和第十四节展开的。
He says in verses 13 and 14, a little bit further, he says, this one thing that he does, this one focus that the Apostle Paul has.
所以第十三节中间的时候他说只有一件事，也就是说这是保罗唯一重视的一件事，他唯一以他为核心的一件事。
And then he says, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
他就是说要在要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召他来得的奖。
And so that is the great theme that we're going to look at tonight. Pressing forward as believers, we press forward to this one goal in the Christian life.
那这就是我们今天晚上要学习的主题啊，就是努力面前，作为基督徒努力往前跑啊，向着标杆跑，要得神在上面召我来得的奖赏。
So let's get into our passage for tonight. I'm going to ask Yanling, and I'm thankful that she's here tonight to translate. If she would read the first five verses, verse 12 down to verse 16, verse 12 to verse 16. Thank you.
好的，我就给大家读一下前五节啊，就后半段的前五节，十二节到十六节。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
Thank you, Yanling. Let's look at verse 12 together, please.
好，我们一起看一下十二节。
Now, the Apostle Paul is going to think about this one theme.
那保罗
laying hold of the high calling.Of this relationship in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以现在使徒保罗呢就在思考一个主题啊，就是他要紧紧的得着抓住啊那个崇高的呼召，就是从天上那个崇高的呼召给他的。
Now as he begins in verse 12, he gives an honest admission towards his own life.
首先呢他在十二节里呢也做了一个诚实的叫什么坦白的这个承认呢。
Now, Paul had many people converted through his preaching.
那保罗呢借着他的传道有很多人得救了。
many were mentored and many were discipled through the Apostle Paul, Timothy and Titus, Onesimus.
那还有很多人呢，因着他的教导呢，变成了门徒，变得更加的成熟。他是他们的导师，比如说提摩太、提多等等。
Now through Paul's efforts, many churches were established. Through Paul's efforts, many large cities were reached for the Lord Jesus Christ.
也因着他的努力呢，很多教会因此建立了。也因着他的努力呢，很多很大的城市呢，都有福音传到那里了。
But Paul could have boasted in a sense of satisfaction and accomplishment, but he doesn't do that in verse 12.
那所以从某种意义上说呢，保罗呢是可以因着他的这个所取得的成绩啊，或者能够对自己有所满意的，他应该能够有所自夸的，但是呢，在十二节里他没有这样做。
Now, Paul had just talked about the power of the resurrection of Christ and the fellowship of his sufferings.
那在前面呢，刚刚保罗讲过，就是十字架的这个能力啊，以及在十字架上的这个苦难，他想跟主一起经历的。
But when we come to verse 12, notice the language of the Apostle Paul. Notice the humility and the transparency, honesty of the Apostle Paul in verse 12.
所以我们看十二节的时候，我们要注意这里的语言啊，能够反映出使徒保罗他的谦卑啊，以及他的这个坦诚啊，他的这个透明。
Paul says, "Not as though I have already attained."
他说，这不是说我已经得着了。
Either he says already made perfect.
或者说呢，已经完全了。
But I follow after that I may be, that I may apprehend that which I am apprehended of Christ.
他接着说，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣。
Now we're going to seek to unpack that verse. That's a verse with a lot in it.
那我们现在要试着要把这节经文展开来解释一下，因为这节经文里包含很多的含义。
First of all, Paul says, I have not attained to the level of spiritual maturity that the Lord Jesus Christ has in store for me.
他首先的意思是说呢，他说他还没有达到那个属灵的成熟度啊，什么成熟度呢？就是主耶稣基督为他所预备的那种成熟度。
In verse 12, we have this word in the English Bible, apprehended.
那在这个英文的这个圣经里呢，他用得着这个词呢，就是 apprehended 这个词，就是中文翻译成得着。
I've looked at about 10 or 12 different Bible translations, and every single one of them have this exact same word in the English translation.
那我查了大概有10到12种不同的英文的译本啊，每一个译本里面呢，他用的都是这个词，就是 apprehend 这个词。
I looked up in a Greek Bible, the underlying translation, this word apprehend, and it simply means this. It means to lay hold of someone.
那我也查了一下这个希腊文的这个圣经啊，这个词的意思呢，就是抓住的意思。
It means if I was to walk up to Eric, I would take my hands and I would lay my hands upon him. I would grip him.
那就比如说我现在要走向 Eric 的话呢，我走到他身边呢，我就把手伸出去，就抓住他，紧紧的抓住他的这个意思。
Now the Apostle Paul and the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't have that very literal understanding of this word.
那使徒保罗他的意思呢，他对基督耶稣的这个得着，这个抓住还没有到这个程度。
But the idea is this, that God has a certain goal for the Apostle Paul, and he is laying hold, he is gripping the Apostle Paul and leading him to this to this goal that God has for him.
那他的意思是呢，神给保罗啊定了一个目标，那保罗呢是努力的竭力的往前走啊，就是想紧紧的，就像紧紧的抓住的这个东西的意思，就是他想最后达到这个神给他定的这个目标。
So he says, God has this great goal, and he is gripping me, he is laying hold of me, and leading me on towards this goal.
他说神给我了定了一个伟大的目标，然后神就抓住我，他就紧紧的带着我往前，努力的朝这个目标往前走。
Paul says, I have not attained that goal yet. That goal is out beyond me, but it's a goal that God has for me, and I seek to follow and pursue that goal.
所以使徒保罗说，我现在还没有达到这个目标，这个目标呢是神替我定的，我还没有达到，但是呢，我努力在往前追求，努力的在朝着这个目标努力，希望能够得着神为他定的这个目标。
So in verse 12, Paul says, I haven't attained it. I'm not made perfect yet.
所以在十二节他说，我还没有得着，我也还没有变得完全。
But he says, I'm progressing and I'm striving and I'm moving towards that goal that God has for me.
但是他说，我是在往前走的，我是在进步的，我是在努力的追求的。追求希望能够达到那个目标。
Now notice in the middle of verse 12, there's a special short phrase, and the phrase is this, I follow after.
那我们看12节的这个中间有一个很短的一个词啊，就是追求这个词。
This is a term that's used from the athletic and the Olympic games that took place during Paul's day.
那这个词呢是用在保罗那个时代啊，就是那个奥林匹克运动场上常用的一个词。
He says, I follow, he's running this race, I am following after, I am straining every muscle in my body, my mind is focused on winning this race,We're laying hold of this goal of spiritual maturity in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他的意思呢，就把自己比喻成在一个赛跑的这个比赛当中啊，他动用他身上的每一条肌肉啊，就是努力的在往前跑，希望能够达到那样的属灵成熟度，就是神为他所定的这个目标。
Paul says, God has a goal for me.And I am striving towards the goal that God has for me, that I may one day reach that goal.
所以保罗是在说呢，神给他定了一个目标，然后他现在是在竭力的朝着这个目标奔跑，努力的去追求这个目标，直到有一天呢，他能够达到这个目标。
So Paul has this honest admission that he hasn't reached it, but he also says, I am laboring.I am straining, I am striving to reach that goal of spiritual maturity in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗在这里呢，他坦诚的承认呢，诚实的承认他还没有得着，没有达到这个目标，但是他同时也说呢，他还在努力，他还在用力，他正在奋斗，朝着这个目标，争取有一天能够达到。
The thing that Paul is being laid hold of, the thing that Paul is seeking to accomplish is spiritual maturity. But notice what is used, the word that is used in verse 12, it's the word perfect.
那保罗正在努力想要达着的这个达成的这个目标是什么呢？就是属灵的成熟度。那我们看他这里用了一个词啊，就是完全。
Now when Paul uses this word perfect,It's not in the same sense that we have.
那保罗在这里用的完全呢，和我们平时用的这个完全的意义呢是不一样的。
When we think of someone who's attained perfection, we think of someone who is perfect in every way, sinless, flawless, holy, righteous, in a complete 100% sense.
当我们说一个人完全的时候，或者说他达到完全的程度的时候呢，我们的意思呢是说这个人是完全无罪的，是完全圣洁的，是百分之百没有缺陷、没有错误的。That's
not what Paul is meaning, and for our time at this point in the message, he just means spiritual maturity. We're going to come back to this a little bit later. But he means spiritual maturity, not absolute perfection.
但是保罗在这里，他这个完全的意思呢，不是我们刚才解释的这个是完全无罪的意思，而是指属灵的成熟度。那时间关系呢，我们现在先告诉大家，这是指属灵的程度。回头呢，我们再会还会回来解释这一点的。No
man can ever reach spiritual perfection, in the sense that he never sins in his life.
那没有人呢能在今生啊能达到在属灵上的完全的地步。
In 1 John, John writes, he said, if any man says that he does not have sin, he deceives himself and the truth is not in him.
在约翰一书里面啊，约翰说到在一章八节里， 他说我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。There
was only one man who ever walked upon the earth that was perfect, completely righteous, completely holy, completely without sin, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那曾经在这个地上生活过的人里面，只有一位他是完全无罪的，完全圣洁的。 这一位完全公义的，这一位呢，就是主耶稣基督自己。So
this word perfect has the idea of spiritual maturity, striving towards the goal of living more and more in our lives like the Lord Jesus, Christ likeness.
所以呢，这就是我们作为基督徒生活的目标了，就是要努力的朝着这种属灵的成熟度，朝着主耶稣基督的这样的样式啊，他的这个圣洁的程度去努力，去追求，这就是我们基督徒所追求的目标。But
there's a great lesson for us as a Christian in this verse.
但是在这一节经文里面呢，对我们基督徒呢是有一个很重要的一个教导。
The Christian is to be diligent in pursuing the prize and the goal of being like the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sorry, David, could you repeat that sentence?
Yes. The Christian is to be diligent in pursuing the goal of being like the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个教导对我们基督徒来说呢，就是我们要勤奋的。 去追求这个目标，要努力的朝着这个目标，去使劲儿的，就是要越来越像主耶稣基督的样式。In
Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1,
在希伯来书的12章1节里，Let
us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us and run the race that is set before us.
他说我们就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。So
we seek to pursue this goal of being like the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们应该追求这样的目标，就是越来越像主这样的目标。Now
let's move on to verses 13 and 14.
好，我们接着往下13节和14节。
Now, in verse 13, Paul says, I do not consider myself, I don't count myself to have attained or apprehended this goal. But notice what he says. This one thing I do, I forget what's behind all my previous life, and I press forward to the goal of the prize of the high calling that is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说：“弟兄们呢，我不是以为自己就已经得着了，或者说不是以为自己就达到了那个目标了。我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，忘记我以前的所有，就是努力面前的，朝着那个目标直跑，要得神从上面招我来得的奖赏。”
Paul says he had many gifts and many abilities, but Paul says he was a specialist in one area, and he says, this one thing I do, I seek to be like the Lord Jesus.
那保罗呢，他有很多的恩赐，有很多的能力，但他这里说呢，他只在乎一件事情，那就是这里说的这件事。
Now we may say in our minds, if I spend all my time seeking to be like the Lord Jesus, what will happen to my prayer life? What will happen to my worship life? What will happen to my evangelistic life? What will happen to every other aspect in my Christian life?
那你可能会问自己一个问题，如果我也把这个越来越像主当成我唯一的目标的话呢，我的祷告的生活会变得怎样呢？我的敬拜会变得怎样呢？我的传福音的事工会变得怎么样呢？我的基督徒的生命的各个方面会变得怎么样呢？
Now there's something very interesting about this idea of being like the Lord Jesus and pursuing Christ-likeness.
那关于就是越来越像主这件事，或者追求像主的样式这样的达成这样的目标呢，有这个方面有一个很有趣的一个点。
When we spend more time with the Lord Jesus, we will be more effective in the area of prayer. We'll be more effective in the area of worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be more effective in gospel outreach.
那就是当我们跟主待在一起花的时间越来越多的时候呢，我们的不管是祷告也好，我们的敬拜也好，我们的传福音也好，我们的服事也好，都会变得越来越有效率。
We think in our lives, if we focus so much in one area, we won't be very good in other areas of our life.
因为这跟我们的认知不同，我们会认为如果我们只关注一个领域的话呢，把精力放在一个领域的话呢，那我其他的方面呢就可能顾及不到，就做不好了。
But this is not true. In the Christian life, when we are focused on the person of the Lord Jesus, when our life is directed towards him, that's the source of our power, and that power spreads throughout our Christian life.
但是呢在这个基督徒的生命里不是这样的，就是当我们越是把自己只定睛在一个领域一个方面，就是要追求越来越像主朝着这个目标前进的话呢，那我他会给我们极大的力量，这个力量会影响我们生活的所有的方面，使这些生活的其他方面都变得更有果效。
When we neglect the Lord Jesus Christ and we say to ourselves, well, I'm going to focus on evangelism and prayer and Bible study and worship, that's the very point where we will become weaker in those areas and not stronger.
但是如果我们说我们忽视就是追求越来越像主这个目标的话，我们把更多的时间就花在做工也好，祷告也好，读经也好，各个方面也好，那这恰恰呢是让我们变得软弱的一个原因。就是如果我们忽视了这最重要的一点呢，其他的都变得不行了。
The passage in Luke's Gospel, the Lord Jesus is speaking to Mary.
那在路加有一段这个主呢在对玛利亚说话。
Now this particular Mary was the sister of Martha, and this account takes place in Luke chapter 10 in verse 42.
那这个玛利亚呢是马大的妹妹玛利亚，那这一段话呢是记载在路加福音的十章的这个42节。
Lord Jesus says to Mary and to Martha, Martha is around the house busy serving and providing food for all the disciples. And Jesus says to Mary, Mary, who sat at the feet of the Lord Jesus and was occupied with him and just listened to his teaching.
那个时候马大呢因为服侍的事多他很忙乱，但是玛利亚呢却坐在主的脚前，他的身心呢完全都被主所占有了，他的心思意念全在主的身上，在听主讲道。
The Lord Jesus says to Mary, says, Mary, you have focused just on me. You have been listening just to my teaching. You have been occupying just with me. And the Lord Jesus says, you have chosen the better part.
那主对玛利亚说，他说你一直都在，你的关注点都在我的身上，你就一直都在听我讲道，你的全身心呢都是放在我的身上。那你呢，就是选择了那上好的福分。
Remember what the Lord Jesus did when he chose his disciples. He went up to a mountain to pray, and he came down and he chose his disciples, the 12 that would be his disciples during his earthly ministry.
那还记得主耶稣基督拣选十二个门徒的之前的那个晚上，他是在山上祷告了一整晚，然后下来他才去拣选了在地上这个服事的过程中一直会陪伴他的这个十二个门徒。
And you remember what the Lord Jesus said in Mark's Gospel, chapter 3 and verse 14.
还记得主耶稣在马可福音的3章的14节里是怎么说的呢？
Now the Lord Jesus didn't send these disciples out immediately to preach.
主耶稣没有马上就差他们去传道。
What the Lord Jesus did, he says this in Mark 3:14. The Lord Jesus chose his disciples that they might be with him, and then he would send them forth to preach.
马可的3章14节，他是这么说的，他就设立12个人，要他们和自己同在，常和自己同在，然后要差他们去传道。
Because being with the Lord Jesus is the source of their power.
因为跟主在一起呢，是他们力量的来源。
So our entire lives should be lives focused upon the Lord Jesus, walking with the Lord Jesus, learning of the Lord Jesus, and also serving, worshiping, praying the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们的生活要一直以主耶稣为中心的，就是完全以他为焦点，我们要一直与他同行，一直从他那里学习，也包括服侍他、敬拜他、祷告等等。
In the Old Testament book, the Song of Solomon, in chapter 1 and verse 6, we read these words.
在这个雅歌，就是所罗门的雅歌的这个第一章，有这样一句话。
It says this in English. It says, "They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyard I have not kept."
他说，他们使我看守葡萄园，我自己的葡萄园却没有看守。
I think this verse means this. They gave me responsibility of service, but my own personal devotional life and daily life with the Lord Jesus Christ, I have not kept.
我觉得他这里说的意思呢，是这个，就是别人给了我一个服事的工作让我去做，结果呢，我却因此把自己要和主相处的这个相交的这个时间，把我自己应该献给主和他共处的这个时间呢，给失去了，给丢掉了。
So let's go back to verses 13 and 14.
好，我们再回到腓立比书的3章13节和14节。
So notice the all-out pursuit of this one goal, the goal of being more like the Lord Jesus, Christ-likeness and spiritual maturity.
所以你看保罗他追求的唯一的目标啊，就是越来越像主那样的，就是以基督为核心的。
In verse 13, he says, "This one thing I do, I pursue this one goal."
他说，我只有一件事情啊，就是我追求这一个目标。
All the things that were in my old life, all the accomplishments of my old life, all the achievements, I set them behind me.
就是我过去所有的生活，我取得的一切成就啊，我都把它丢到背后。And
I reach forward to that one goal in front of me.
然后我努力面前去追求前面的那个目标。He
says in verse 14, "I press towards the mark, the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
14节他说向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Now you begin to see how important this area of spiritual maturity, this devotional life with the Lord Jesus, this learning and growing and knowing Christ in Paul's own individual life.
所以我们从这里能看出来，在保罗个人的生命里面啊，就是这个属灵的成熟度，或者说越来越像主这件事情啊，对他来说是多么的重要。
It's an all-consuming.It's an all-consuming goal. It's an all-consuming effort for the Apostle Paul. Know Christ.
所以这是保罗啊，用尽一生，用尽所有的努力，用尽所有的力气要追求的一个目标，就是越来越认识主，越来越像主。
Later on in the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 28, Paul says, being conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn.Among many brethren.
所以在罗马书的八章二十九节里啊，保罗就说，他说就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Our lives are changed by focusing on that one goal.
所以我们的生命要怎么能改变呢？就是当我们定睛在这唯一的这个目标，就是越来越像主的这个目标上的时候呢，我们的生命就改变了。
The more we focus and we are growing in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, the more that our lives are changed.
所以我们越是聚焦在主身上，越是在他的知识上长进的话呢，我们的生命就改变得越多。
And more that our lives are changed, more of those lives around us that are changed.
那我们的生命改变越多呢，我们在我们周围的这些人的生命就会改变得越多。
So in verses 13 and 14, Paul says this one goal, I press towards the prize of the high calling of knowing the Lord Jesus, maturing in the Lord Jesus, and having my life transformed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在13、14节里，保罗想要表达的主题就是他只有一个目标，只有一件事要努力去追求的，就是属灵的成熟度，就是越来越认识主，越来越像主。
Now, the beautiful truth is this, that we in this life will never reach total Christ-likeness, total perfections, to be just exactly like the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们在今生啊，永远都不可能达到一个目标，就是完全像主那样，就是跟他一模一样，这是不可能的。
In this life, we will always come short of that goal.
那在今生呢，我们离那个目标呢，总是会有缺陷，有亏缺，总是会差一些的。
Yeah, Paul says he presses towards that goal.
但是保罗说呢，他还是竭力要向前，向这个目标去奋进的。
But then the Apostle John tells us something very, very, very beautiful.
然后呢，保罗给我们讲了非常非常美的一些事。
There will be a time.That each one of us will be just like the Lord Jesus Christ, apart from deity and apart from absolute perfection. But we will be like him.
那他这件是什么呢？就是有一天呢，我们会真的完全像主那样的，是当然不是说我们像耶稣那样有完全的神性，除了这一点以外，我们其他方面都是完全像他的。
You see, we press on to know the Lord Jesus, and that changes everything in our lives.
所以当我们朝着像主那样完全这个目标去前进的时候呢，我们生命的一切就都会改变。
You show me a person, you show me a man or show me a woman who's accomplished anything for the Lord Jesus Christ.
那你可以给我指出一个姐妹或者一个弟兄啊，他用他一生啊都为主献身。
You show me someone who's a great evangelist or someone who's a good Bible teacher.
比如说你告诉我一个伟大的传道士传教士或者一个伟大的圣经教师。
That is someone who is always in his life striving to know the Lord Jesus Christ more and more and to be like him.
那这个人呢就一定会在他一生里面啊总是努力的想要越来越认识主努力的想要越来越像主。
But then, as the rapture takes place, and we're taken up to glory to be with the Lord Jesus, we read this in the first letter of John, John's epistle, chapter 3 and verse 2.
那当我们教会被提的时候，我们在空中与主相遇的时候啊，我们就在约翰一书的三章二节里面。
Chapter 3 and verse 2 says, my friends, he says, now we are the children of God, but what we will be has not been made known yet. But when Christ appears, we will be like him. And more than that, notice what it says, we shall see him as he is. We shall be like him one day.
那他这里说三章二节，约翰一书，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他。So
in this life we strive to know the Lord Jesus, we strive towards spiritual maturity. One day we will be like the Lord Jesus in all, we will know him as he is.
那所以在今生呢，在地上的这个日子呢，我们努力的追求。 更多的认识主，更多的像他。那有一天呢，我们会看见他的时候呢，我们就会完全的像他一样，就是他怎样，我们就怎样。Now
let's move on for a moment. I want to with you do a little word study on this word perfect.
好，那现在呢，我们来就是刚才我们没讲全的那个话题啊，就是来做一点这个词汇的深入的研究，就是完全这个词 perfect 这个词。
In verse 12, we came across that word perfect, where Paul says, he says, he is not perfect.
那我们在12节的时候遇到了这个词, 保罗在这里说呢, 他说他并不是说已经完全了。
He says, I have not attained and I am not perfect.
他说这不是说我已经得着了, 已经完全了。But
then as we go to verse 15,
然后我们看15节,
it says, let us therefore as many as are perfect. Are there some that are perfect? What does he mean when he writes about these that were perfect in verse 15?
那15节他又用到了这个完全这个词，他说，所以我们中间凡是完全人。那这里的这个完全是什么意思呢？
He means not that they reach any form or level of perfections, but he's speaking about those that he knew as believers that were spiritually mature.
那这里的完全呢，也不是指我们前面说的这个完全无罪、完全圣洁的意思，而是指在属灵上成熟的基督徒。Now,
take your Bibles with me and turn to Matthew chapter 5, please. Matthew's Gospel.
我们翻到马太的五章，马太福音的五章。
Matthew 5. In verse 48. Now in verse 48, we read these words, be perfect as my Father in heaven is perfect.
他说，所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。And
we read this word perfect and perfection through the Bible, and we need to understand what it means in context and what it means in Scripture.
所以当我们在圣经里读到完全这个词啊，我们要明白它在它的所在的这个上下文里，它这个词是什么意思。Now,
the Greek word for perfect is the word telos, T-E-L-I-O-S, telos.
在希腊文里面，这个完全这个词啊，是叫 telos, 是 T-E-L-I-O-S 这个词。So
it really means the word complete. Complete.
就是完成完全的意思.
Someone who has reached a certain stage of their lives, we would say, we might say of a baby when we see it, oh, that baby is absolutely perfect.
那比如说我们看到一个婴儿呢，我们说哦，这个婴儿真的很完美啊，就是他在他的人生阶段，这个阶段是完美的.
The Greek word means mature. Full grown or perfect.
那这个希腊文的意思呢，就是它是成熟的，是在这个针对他这个生命阶段呢，它是长熟了的，长成了的。
So let's go back to Matthew 5 and verse 48.
我们再回到马太的福音的五章的四十八节。
Now, in verses 44 through 47, he speaks about loving those. He says in verse 44, loving your enemies, blessing them that curse you, be good to them that despitefully use you and persecute you.
那44到48节这一段呢，讲的都是就是要爱你的仇敌啊，就是为你逼迫你们的祷告，就是对那些对你不好的人呢，你们依然要对他好，要爱他的意思。
The verse just prior to verse 47, verse 48, he says, this greet your brethren and do more than others. Don't love those who just love you. That's what the heathen do. Be like your heavenly father. Love those who persecute you.
所以就在47节他就说，你们若单请你们弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人不也是这样行吗？然后48节他紧接着说，所以你们要完全像你的天父完全一样。
What verse 48 is saying is take on that same attitude, that complete attitude, that full-grown, mature attitude that the Father has in loving us and loving those who despitefully use you, who's loving those who are opposed to you, have the same attitude, have the same maturity as God the Father in heaven.
所以48节呢，从这上下文里面顺着讲，你就能明白，他讲的就是呢，你们要用同样的像天父一样的态度，那种成熟的态度去对待那些欺负你们的人，抵挡你们的人，对你们不好的人那样，就是要像天父那样成熟的一个态度。
Now God knows it's impossible for us to be morally perfect, sinlessly perfect.
神知道我们是没法在道德上做到完全的，就是无罪的完全的。
But he means as much as possible, take on the characteristics of God the Father who is in heaven.
但是他说呢，你们要尽量的像你们的天父那样的性情去处事为人。
One other passage, turn with me over to Ephesians chapter 4.
好，我们再看一段，是以弗所书的四章。
Ephesians chapter 4. Now look with me at verse 12 in Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书的四章十二节。
Now, in verse 12 it says, For the God has given us certain spiritual gifts, the apostle and Bible teacher and prophet and shepherd.
那在这一段里讲的是神赐给教会各样的属灵恩赐啊，有教师啊，有传道，有传福音的，有牧养的等等。
Now, in verse 12 it says for the perfecting.
那十二节呢说要成全圣徒。
For the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。成全也是 perfect 这个词，是用作动词的。
Now the word doesn't mean morally perfect that we would be sinless, but that we would be mature. And as we're more mature and more equipped as mature Christians, we could edify the body of Christ.
那他这里的成全呢，或者说完全呢，也不是指道德上的完全完美无罪的意思，而是指成熟，属灵上的成熟，是指我们是被装备的完善的，去建造基督的身体，使基督的身体有益的。
Now look at verse 13.
我们再看十三节。
It says, till we come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God.
只等到我们在众人在真道上同归于一。
So these spiritual gifts mature the saints, that they become more equipped to serve and preach and teach, that the body of Christ, the whole body of Christ, becomes more unified. The whole body of Christ has more knowledge.
所以正是因为圣徒就是基督的这个 属灵恩赐啊，用来使圣徒变得更成熟，使圣徒装备得更好。这样的结果呢，就会使我们整个的基督的身体，就作为教会呢，是更合一的。
It says, and then it says this, unto a perfect man.
他说，认识神的儿子得以长大成人。
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
满有基督长成的身量。
He means by there not that we would be as the body of Christ sinless, but they would all become, we would grow up into a mature body.
那他这里长大成人满有基督长成的身量，不是指我们在道德上就完美无瑕了，也是指我们更加的成熟了，就是有长，就长成了的意思。
Now, most modern translations for this word perfect man use the word mature, mature man.
那长大成人这个词呢，比较古老的英文翻译用的是 perfect 这个词，但是现代的一些译本呢，用的就是成熟这个词了。
So full grown, mature, complete.
或者说是长成成人了，不再是孩子，是成人，成熟了，身体上成熟的意思。
So let's go back now, please, to Philippians chapter 3.
好，我们再回到腓立比书的三章。
Now in verse 17,
17节
Paul moves into a new subject.
这里保罗开始了一个新的话题。
And in verse 17,He says, speaks about following his example.
在十七节呢，他讲的就是要效法他，以他为榜样。
He says, brethren, brothers, be followers together of me.
他说，弟兄们，你们要一同效法我。
And mark them who walk and who are an example for you.
也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。
He says, you have us as an example, and you have other mature believers as an example. Follow them in your Christian life.
他是说你们有我作为榜样，也有其他的成熟的基督徒作为榜样，你们要效法他们。
Now, this seems like an amazing thing. He doesn't say follow Christ as the example. He did that previously, but now he says, look at me and follow me as an example.
这听起来是很让人惊奇的一件事，不是吗？他没有说你们要效法基督，他在前面是这么说的，但他在这里却说你们要效法我和其他的基督徒。
Now this is a beautiful, beautiful picture.
这是一个很美丽的图画。
There was an old believer, John Newton, the songwriter of Amazing Grace.
那有一个以前的圣徒啊，就是叫 John 牛顿，约翰牛顿，他就是写《奇异恩典》的那首歌的那个作者。
He said, "I'm far from what I ought to be."
他说：“我离我本来应该成为的样子还差得很远。
”He said, "I'm far from what I wish to be."
也离我所期望我成为的样子也离得很远。
But he says, "Thank God, I'm far from what I used to be." What I was before I was saved in Christ.
但是他说感谢神呢，我跟我以前的样子也离得很远了，就是我信主以前的那个老我也已经离得很远了。
You see, every one of us is an example to someone else.
所以我们每个人啊都是其他人某些人的榜样。
Every older believer in the local church is an example to new believers.
那在每一个地方教会啊，一些信主时间长的老基督徒呢，就是新基督徒的榜样。
Every father is a spiritual example to his son.
那父亲呢，是儿子的属灵榜样。
Every older brother is a spiritual example to a younger new believer, in his family.
那在一个家里啊，这个年老的基督徒呢，也是这个家里新的基督徒的属灵榜样。
But then there are some that have greater authority. They're a greater role to other believers.
但是有些人呢，他们对其他基督徒呢有更大的权柄，有更多的影响。
And Paul's that kind of person. Paul was a teacher, an evangelist. He led them to the Lord.
那保罗就是这样其中一个，他呢是带他们信主的人，也是他们的教师。
They matured under the teaching of the Apostle Paul.
他们是靠着保罗的教导变得越来越成熟的。
And so he said, "Follow my example."
所以保罗说，你们要以我为榜样，效法我。
I want to look at a picture of this, in the life of Abraham and Isaac.
所以我们来用一个图画来类比，大家就明白。比如说亚伯拉罕和以撒的这对父子。
Back in Genesis chapter 22.
我们翻到创世纪的22章。
Abraham and Isaac are going to offer sacrifice on a mount that God would show him near Mount Moriah.
那亚伯拉罕呢和以撒呢现在是去神指示他的一座山上，就是靠近亚摩利这个地方的一座山上去献祭。
Something very interesting that Isaac says to his father.
那这里面呢以撒呢就对他父亲说了一件说了一句很有意思的话。
Isaac says to his father, he says, "Father, behold the wood and the fire for the burnt offering."
以撒说的，你看这个火与柴呀，就是献祭的火与柴都有了。
Now, why does Isaac say that to his father Abraham?
那以撒为什么要对他父亲说这话呢？
Because Isaac went many times walking side by side with his father to offer sacrifice with him.
因为以撒很多次啊和他爸爸就是并肩同行去献这个燔祭。
You see, Abraham taught Isaac about worship. He knew what was involved in worship. They had fire. They had the wood. They usually had a lamb.
那亚伯拉罕呢会教导以撒献祭的时候都需要一些什么，会需要火，会需要柴，通常呢还会有一只羊羔。
Hand in hand, they went together to worship, and the father taught Isaac what it meant to offer sacrifice to the Lord.
所以呢，他们在一次一次手牵手去献祭的时候呢，亚伯拉罕会教导以撒，就是向神献祭是什么意思，是意味着什么。
There's a great lesson in that illustration of Abraham and Isaac.
所以亚伯拉罕和以撒这个例子啊，能让我们学到很多东西。
I have noticed something in the local church at the time of the Lord's Supper.
那我也注意到啊，在地方教会顶这个主的圣餐这个聚会上。
It seems that a son will often not rise higher than his father in the worship of the Lord in the local assembly.
那通常呢，在这个地方教会就是主的圣餐这个敬拜上呢。儿子啊，是不可能比他的父亲表现的，就是更高的。
If a father in the local assembly is not one who rises, who prays or worships from time to time, his son will not be a worshiper.
那通常呢，如果一个父亲呢，他不愿意站起来，他很少站起来敬拜，站起来祷告的话呢，那他的儿子呢，也很少可能性会成为一个敬拜者。
I know a family, a father, who has 8 sons.
那我认识一个家庭呢，一个父亲他有八个儿子。
This brother, a wonderful brother, a good brother, but rarely does he get up to worship at the Lord's Supper.
他是一个非常好的弟兄，但是呢，他就是很少站起来敬拜主。
But you know what I notice?Not one of his sons follows his example. Not one of his sons stands up to worship either.
那你知道我注意到什么呢？就是他八个儿子里面没有一个人站起来敬拜主的。
See, all those sons are following the example of their father.
所以所有的儿子啊，都在效法他父亲的榜样。
They don't always follow the example of other men in the local assembly, but that father.Is a very powerful example in their life.
他们不一定会效法地方教会其他弟兄的榜样，但是他们的父亲一定会在他们的生命中产生重大的影响。
Now I've seen other fathers who do participate on a regular basis And when their sons are just young, 14 or 15 years old, they begin to be a worshiper at the Lord's Supper.
那我也注意到有些父亲啊，他们这些父亲常常的站起来敬拜主发言的时候呢，那他们的儿子有的就到了14、15岁还很小的时候呢，他们就站起来做敬拜了，做敬拜者了。A
father is a great example in the Christian life for his sons.
所以父亲呢，对儿子来说是很好的属灵的榜样。
Paul then goes on to negative examples in verses 18 and 19.
然后在18、19节呢, 保罗这里就讲了一个负面的例子。
He says that there were some, it seems like, who walked with the Lord. They made a profession. They seemed to go on with the Lord Jesus Christ, but they were not true believers.
他这些人呢，保罗指的是那些，他也说他自己信，看起来呢，好像也跟主同行，但实际上他们不是真的信徒。
He says, "For many walk, of whom I've told you, but now he says I weep over them because they are enemies of the cross of the Lord Jesus."
他说有许多人行事，其实是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦。
They were professing believers. They did not possess new life and true transforming life of Christ in their experience.
他们只是表面称信，但是他却没有内在的新的生命，也没有被基督的灵改变了的新生命。
He weeps over them.
所以保罗是为他们哭泣啊，为他们流泪。
He said the problem with them is their mind was upon earthly things and not upon the Lord Jesus Christ and heavenly things.
保罗说他们的问题呢，就在于他们的心思意念啊，都还在思想着地上的事，而不是以主耶稣基督为念的。
And so he's warning these believers about these negative examples.
所以他是用这些负面的例子来警告腓立比的信徒们。
Let's move on to the last two verses in chapter 3, verses 20 and 21.
好，我们现在往前看这个腓立比书三章的最后两节，20和21节。
Now we're only going to touch on these verses briefly. They're very important verses. And when we meet together in 2 weeks, we'll develop them a little further. But I only want to touch on them tonight. And these are verses about the coming and rapture of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这两节呢，我今天只是简短的提一下，等我们下次在聚会的时候呢，我会讲的更多一点。这两节呢，讲的是主耶稣基督再来的时候。Now
he says, in verse 20, he says, our citizenship is in heaven.
他说，20节说，我们却是天上的国民。Now
Philippi was a Roman city.
那腓立比呢，是一个罗马帝国的城市。
If you were a citizen of Rome, you had certain privileges in Philippi.
如果你在菲利比啊，你是罗马公民的话呢，你是有一些特权的。
But he says, our citizenship is not on earth, but is in heaven.
那他这里说呢，我们的公民资格啊，不是地上的，而是天上的。
When I come to Vancouver, I have no privileges.
我来到温哥华呢，我是没有特权的。
I'm not a citizen of Canada. I don't have a driver's license of Canada. I don't have any privileges.
我因为我不是加拿大公民，我也没有加拿大驾照，所以我是在温哥华是没有这个特权的。But
I have many, many privileges in heaven because of my citizenship.
但是呢，我在天上却有很多特权，因为我是天上的国民。But
notice something very important in verse 20.
我们看这20节有非常重要的点。He
says, our citizenship is in heaven, and then notice the second half of verse 20.
好，那前面说我们是天上的国民，然后我们注意看这节的后半段。It
says, from which we also look for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
Now, that word we have in verse 20, that word look, from which we look for a savior.
这里二十节用的词是等候或者是仰望。
That word look is a very special look. It's a special word for look.
在这里的这个看呢，等候也用看这个词，是一个特别的看。
It means to look expectantly.
是带着期望看。
It means to look with great anticipation.
是带着那极大的期待去看的。
I believe it's the NIV translation that says we eagerly look for a savior from heaven.
那这个 NIV 的版本呢，是热切的盼望，热切的等候的意思。
One translation translates that word to look as follows.
Look as what? Sorry?
As follows. Awaiting and confidently expecting our Savior.
就是带着热切的期待等候盼望的意思。
So, there's this believers looking for the Lord Jesus Christ to come.
所以这些信徒啊，他们是在热切的期待等候基督的再来的。
And then in verse 21, he says, who will change our bodies. When the Lord Jesus comes in the rapture, there'll be a transformation of our earthly bodies.
那二十一节讲到就是主耶稣基督来提教会的时候呢，他会把我们这个地上的这个身体改变形状。
We will be in heaven. We will be in the millennial kingdom with transformed, glorified bodies.
所以我们会带着一个被改变的荣耀的身体啊，到天上去，也进到千禧年里。
And so we look forward to that. I'm going to stop there and turn the time back over to Brother Eric. And I won't be here next week, but we'll continue our study the week following.
好，所以这是我们所期待的啊，就是主再来提我们。我现在就把时间交给 Eric。我下个星期呢不在，但是下个星期呢，我会回来继续的带大家学腓立比书。
Well, thank you, David.
谢谢 David.
We'll just close with a word of prayer this evening.
好，我们做一个结束的祷告。
We thank you, Lord, for the goal, which is Christ.
主啊，我们为这个目标啊，就是耶稣基督这个目标感谢你。
We have a purpose in life.
那我们的生命是有一个目的的。
We reach forward to that one who loved us and gave himself for us.
所以我们就是要竭力追求那位爱我们，把他自己舍己给了我们的那一位。
We want to know more about that one who gave everything for us.
我们想要更多的知道把一切都献给我们的那一位。
And his father who did not spare the son but delivered him up for us all.
以及那个没有留下自己的儿子不给我们，而是把他的一切都赐给我们的父，我们也想更多的了解。
The one who has forgiven us all our sins.
那他父赦免了我们一切的罪。
And in whom we inherit all things.
然后我们也在他里面继承了所有的一切。
We want to know more of our great benefactor.
所以我们要想要知道认识更多我这位祝福我们的人。
And so, Father, we pray that you would help each one of us in our private lives to get to know him more.
所以天父，我们的祈求是在我们每个人的个人的生活中，你都帮助我们更多的认识他。
And as we view him, we are changed into that same image.
当我们看他的时候呢，我们就跟他变成一样的样式。
By the working of the Spirit of God within us.
借着圣灵在我们里面的工作。
So Lord, we ask your blessing upon each one tonight and today in China and in North America. We thank you in Jesus' name.
主，我们祈求你祝福今天晚上在北美的人以及第二天的白天了，祝福在中国的弟兄姐妹们。
Amen.
我们的祈求是奉耶稣的名， Amen.